There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at that old country church, where with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at that old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt at that old country church, where with Jesus above, with his wonderful love, saved my soul at that old country church.
Oh, precious years,
precious years
of memories,
sweet memories.
Old-fashioned Holiness Church, coming to you by the means of radio over this fine station, C103. Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Bobby Sandlin. What a great privilege it is to come to you again this morning. Call a friend, tell a neighbor, we're on the air. That's right, every Sunday morning, right here on C103. We come every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, and we'd sure like to be a blessing to you. Today, we'd like to give you directions to our church. If you're coming from Mount Orme, you take Route 68, approximately 5 miles, till you come to Route 286, turn left, and the church is on the right-hand side. If you're coming from Fayetteville, you take Route 68, approximately 5 miles, till you come to Route 286, turn right, and the church is on the right-hand side. Our church service nights are Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Wednesday and Friday at 7:30, Sunday at 6, and Sunday school at 10:30 a.m. That's right, every Sunday morning, we get into the Word of God and grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you want to know more about 5 Mile Holiness Church, go to our website, and that's www.5milehc.org. Again, that's one word, www.5milehc.org. You can go to there, click on the sermon link, and hear the radio broadcast 7 days a week. That's right. We try to update it throughout the months, and we got our system revamped here in the last month or so, and everything's up to date now. So you can go to the website. We've got our calendar up to date. We got the broadcasters up to date. And if you want to go to the visitors page, you can go to our visitors page there and hear the guest speakers that preach throughout the year. And we've got that up to date, and you can hear the latest preachers that's preached here for us. No doubt you'll find a favorite. We want to send this broadcast out to our faithful contributors, the ones that make this broadcast possible. For without them, we couldn't come to you every Sunday morning. We want to give a holler out to Harold and Louise Brummett right there in Buford, Ohio. faithful listeners and faithful contributors right here at the 5 Mile Holiness Church broadcast. We appreciate you, Brother Harold. Sister Louise, we pray that this broadcast is a blessing to you today. We also been praying for Harold Jr. and Dee. And Harold and Jr., if you're listening today, or Dee, if you're listening, come on back home. We've been praying for you, and we know God's a-dealing. Would you come back and make 5 Mile your home church? Amen. And also, we want to give a holler out to Anita and Vance Allen from Blanchester, Ohio. Again, faithful listener and faithful contributor to the radio broadcast there each and every Sunday. We want to take the time and ask each and every one of you today, if you've enjoyed this broadcast and you've been touched by it, would you take the time to sit down and drop us a line? Let us know how we're sounding. Tell us what you like, what you dislike. Tell us if you got a prayer request, put it in the letter there, and we'll pray over it and give you a holler out on the radio. Would you take the time and drop us a line in our church office? Send all correspondence to our church office at 3658 State Route 286, Mount Orb, Ohio, 45154. Again, send all correspondence to our church office at 3658 State Route 286, Mount Orb, Ohio, 45154. And we'll get that, pray over it, and give you a holler. We want to give out a few announcements before we get into the Word of God today. First and foremost, don't forget this Friday night, March the 22nd, Brother Bill Glenn will be preaching here. We're excited about that. Brother Bill Glenn is, just since the last time I've announced, Brother Bill Glenn is now pastoring a church right there in Hamilton, Ohio. And we're excited about what God's going to do for him over there. But he's coming to preach for us this Friday night, the 22nd. And we start at 7:30. And if you want to hear some old-time holiness preaching, come and hear Brother Bill Glenn. He's one of the old-timers, been around for a number of years, pastored a number of churches, and we're excited about that. Also, we want to give out our revival. I want you to mark your calendars out there in Radio Land. This will give you a grand opportunity to come and pay us a visit. Even if you got a church, this is an opportunity for you to come out and fellowship with us. And that is March the 25th through March the 31st. That's the last week of March, all the way up to Easter Sunday morning. And Brother Jody Pascarella from Missouri is going to be here preaching. And I tell you what, he preached last year and done such a phenomenal job. We got him back this year. So you that's heard Brother Jody Pascarella, you know he's a great, outstanding young preacher. And I tell you, he's on fire for the Lord, and he'll bless your soul. So make plans. Come out through that revival. That is March the 25th through the 31st with Brother Jody Pascarella. We'll be here all week long, and we're excited. Bring your lost loved ones and your families and believe that God can change their lives. All right, we're going to get into the Word of God today. Again, it takes the Lord to preach. Without the Lord, I can do nothing. But if God be my helper today, I want to preach to you out of the book of Mark. Out of the book of Mark, chapter 9. Mark, chapter 9, and verse 22, the Bible said, "And oftentimes he has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief." When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, "Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him." And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Amen. If the Lord would help me just for a few minutes of time, I want to preach to you out there in radio land on someone who can. Amen. Simply on someone who can. Amen. I thought about in my life and all the times that I've worked and done various trades. I'm not ashamed to tell you out there today, there's a lot of things that Brother Bobby cannot do. Amen. Praise be to God. I never could. Amen. Build anything. I just never did have the techniques or the knowledge to build anything. So Brother Bobby can't be a carpenter. No, sir. Amen. I have a very little ability with a car, enough to get by. Amen. But I never could be a mechanic. Amen. There's a lot of things in this life that Brother Bobby cannot do. Amen. Praise be to God. But I know a man that can. Amen. I taught about those times of my ministry that I've had to comfort families in the time of their loss. Amen. How do you tell a mama, amen, that just lost her baby, that everything's going to be all right? Amen. I thought about those times that I had to go in ICU. Amen. And pray over families that was giving their last breath. Oh, I tell you what, I didn't know what to do, but I know one that can. Amen. I got to read this in the Bible, Sam. Here in the book of Mark, amen, there's a man that's having trouble with his child. Amen, he was possessed with the devil, and the devil would throw him in the water and throw him into the fire, oftentimes to hurt him and bring harm. But amen, this man came to the Lord and said, Lord, if thou can do anything, please help us. And the Lord asked him a great and valid question. He said unto the man, will thou believe? For if thou believest, all things are possible. Amen. Glory be to God. And the man cried out, amen, with tears in his eyes. He said, Lord, I believe, but Lord, help my unbelief. I want you to know out there today, you know about the Lord Jesus Christ. You've heard about the Savior of the world that died for your sins. Amen. You know about it. Amen. You even believe, amen, in such an entity and a high power, amen, but to release all, amen, and surrender all to the Lord, you have not completely surrendered. But I want you to know today, amen, that God can do all things if thou would only believe. You say, preacher, I've gotten myself in this shape and there's nobody can get me out of it. I want you to know the Bible teaches me that he come to seek and save that which is lost. He come to take the crooked and make it straight. Amen. He come to take the drunkard and make him sober. Amen. He come to take the alcoholic and make him sober, the drug addict, and make him whole. Amen. I can't do that today, but I know one that can. Amen. Praise be to God. I want you to know today I am limited. Amen. As a human being, I've had experiences that I can share with others that God's allowed me to have so that I can help others with. Amen. But I want you to know my friend, Brother Bob, is limited. Brother Bob could only go so far. Amen. But I'm preaching this morning about a man that can go farther. A farther than I could ever go. The Bible teaches me that God's hand is not shortened that he cannot save. And neither is his ear too heavy that he cannot hear. I want you to know you cannot go deep enough that my God cannot reach for you. You cannot go far enough that my God will not hear you. I want you to know today I'm preaching on someone who can. Oh, I want you to know, my friend, amen, seem like the world offers disappointments and loss. Amen, but I want you to know today we're serving a God, amen, that can bring that home together. Amen, we're serving a God today that can bring that broken heart and mend it back together again. Amen, no, Brother Bob cannot take a broken heart, amen, and mend it back together, but I know one that can, and his name is Jesus. I said his name is Jesus. Amen. The Bible said no other name under heaven whereby a man can be saved but by the name of Jesus. I want you to know today, I can't save you. I can't save you from the clutches of Satan. I can't save you from the eternal hell. Amen. But I know somebody that can. I want you to know one day he called my name and he pulled me up also out of the horrible pit and out of the miry clay. He saved my soul. He took my sins and washed them free. Amen. The devil no longer has authority over me. He no longer can bind me anymore, for I know I am free. A friend, I can't do that today, but I know one that can. Amen. Can I preach to you today? Amen. The Bible tells me in the book of Psalms 107. Amen. Very familiar scripture. But the Bible gives us a reassurance here. 107 and 28, the Bible said, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh a storm a calm, and the waters thereof still. I want you to know today, I don't have control of the storm that's in your life. Amen. But I know one that does. Amen. The Bible says here in Psalms, he is the calmer of the storm, and he can bring your life to a still. Amen. I've been encountered with people in my ministry. Amen. Because of sin and the cares of this life. Amen. They got so wrapped up into the world and they got so confused. Amen. That the world is just a whirlwind. Amen. They don't know what's going to happen from one day to the next. They've got themselves in such a fix. Amen. But I want you to know today, I know a man that can calm the waters. I know a man that can bring a calm in your life where you can go to bed at night and have hope of a better tomorrow. Oh, listen at me today. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm not the calmer of the sea, but I know one that can. Amen. Let's read some more. The Bible says, amen. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 66, the Bible gives us a clear scripture, amen, I want to share with you today. I thought about, you know, the devil not to tell people out there in this old wicked world that we live in, the devil not to say, amen, you can't have it. Amen, you've done too wicked. The devil not to tell you today, it's not for you. Amen. But that's what the devil does. He troubles your mind. Amen. But listen here today. The Bible said in Deuteronomy 28. Amen. In verse 65. The Bible said, among these nations shall thou find no ease, neither shall thy soul or thy foot be at rest. But the Lord shall give thee a trembling heart, and a falling of eyes, and a sorrow of mind. Are you hearing me today? God knows how to talk to you. Amen. God can open your eyes today. Amen. He can bring ease to your heart and your mind. The Bible said the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your mind and your heart. All I believe in the word of God today. No, I can't calm your mind that's troubled. No, I cannot give you that clear path of opportunity. But I want you to know a man that can. His name is Jesus. I said his name is Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I can't cause the rain to fall. I can't bring the blessings in your life. Amen. But I know a man that can. The Bible says he'd open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you could not contain. Your cup would run over, spill over on the other side. You know what that tells me today? My God's able. He's able to provide. He's able to take care of all your needs according to his riches and glory. Are you hearing me today? I'm preaching on someone who can. Are you limited today? Have you tried everybody else? Can I give you some advice this morning? Give Jesus a chance. I said, give Jesus a chance. Amen. Glory be to God. I can't cause the blessings to fall, but Jesus can. Amen. Let's read some more. Amen. Glory be to God. I cannot ease the burden or give you strength to take the stand. But I want you to know I know somebody that can. Oh, I thought about different times in my ministry. I've had to go to funerals and preach and try to comfort those, amen, hurting souls. Amen. But I've seen with my own eyes the Spirit of God come in among the people. Amen. And give them such a peace and give them such an ease in their heart. I remember one particular time of an old saint of God, amen, just lost her boy. Amen. And a few months later lost her boy, her husband. Amen. Two funerals within 30 or 40 days from each other. I thought about her world was turned upside down. I remember we took her in the church that evening and brought her up, amen, to the deceased husband. Amen. Before we got her up to the casket, she looked at Brother Raymond, my brother-in-law, and she said, "Raymond, let me pray." Amen. Raymond began to consult her and tell her, "Amen, you'll be all right, Nora. We're going to be right here with you." Amen. But she said, "No, let me pray. I want to pray. And I'll not forget this as long as I live. I'm preaching today. I cannot give you, amen, an ease of mind. I cannot release the burden, amen, and the loss of life in your life. But oh, I know someone that can." Amen. Listen at me today. While I was there at that funeral, amen, they pulled up a chair up at the casket there, and she knelt down to pray. And when she began to pray, these are the words that she prayed. Amen. She began to pray and say, "Lord, and Lord, ease the pain just a little bit. Lord, take the pain just a little bit from me, Lord. Lord, I'll give you the praise and I'll give you the glory." I thought about when I stood back and heard that mama pray. I thought about, oh, what a saint of God. Amen. She didn't ask the Lord, amen, to move the pain. She just asked the Lord to ease the pain. And I thought about the power of God came in there, and she shouted all around that casket under the power of the Holy Ghost. Listen at me today. Amen. You can have that comfort. You can have that peace of mind. You say, "Preacher, I don't know about all that." I'm here to tell you it's better felt than told. Words are not adequate enough. I cannot explain it. You've got to have an experience with God. I'm preaching to you out there today on someone that can. Oh, in the book of Psalms, chapter 55, let's read that concerning the burden. Amen. Psalms 55 and verse 22, the Bible said, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord. He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." I'm here to tell you, saints of God, the world has a lot to offer. Amen. Disappointments will come. Trouble will come. The Bible said, Job said, "A man is born of a woman for a few days and full of trouble." You're going to have disappointments in life. But you know what the Word of God tells us? He confirms us. Amen. You will not be moved. Amen. I can establish and settle your heart. Oh, glory be to God. Ain't you glad today in the time of trouble we can have power over the enemy? Oh, I'm glad today the reason why I stand in this hour, it's because I serve one that can. Amen. I cannot, amen, conquer the, amen, the things of this life. No, not in myself. I cannot. But the Bible said, Paul reminded me, Apostle Paul said, "I can do nothing in myself, but I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me." Are you hearing me today? It's not me, but it's He that lives in me. Oh, glory be to God. Wouldn't you like to have that today? All you gotta do is accept the Lord. Live after His Word. Forsake your evil ways. And I'm here to tell you, you'll have somebody that can help you. And somebody that will deliver. And somebody that will save. I'm glad today His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus, the Savior of the world. I know someone who can. Whoa! I got a couple more verses I want to read to you today. Oh, I cannot heal a sick body or make it live again. But I know somebody that can. Oh, hallelujah. I've been around deathbed experiences in my lifetime. Amen. Watched my mother leave this world right before my eyes. Amen. But I'm here to tell you today. Excuse me. We're serving a God that can heal the sick. We're serving a God that can raise the dead. You say, preacher, I don't believe in that. Amen. I don't think that can happen today. I'm here to tell you I'm serving a God that's done proved himself to me. My own wife was diagnosed with cancer. Amen. Lymph nodes and thyroids in her body. Amen. Had nodules throughout her neck. Amen. They said she was all covered up with it. Amen. But we begin to pray and seek the Lord. And the Lord heard our prayers. And you know what he did? He come by and he healed her body. Amen. Glory be to God. It is a testimony. Amen. Left behind in Good Samaritan Hospital. Even today, amen, that's got her name on the board. On a miracle took place. I'm here to tell you today. Amen. For you gainsayers out there, you doubters and unbelievers, let me tell you today, we're serving an almighty God. He'll prove himself to you. Amen. Yes, sir. I read in the Bible there in the Testaments of old. Amen. That Jesus lifted up his voice and prayed and said, Lord, I knowest that thou hearest me. I knowest that thou hearest me always. But he said, I say this because of the people standing by. He proved himself to them when he raised Lazarus out of the grave. He proved himself to him when he said to blind Bartimaeus, receive thy sight. He proved himself to them when he said to the man at Bethesda, well, I'll be made whole. And he was made whole. God showed his power through them. And I'm here to tell you, he's still as powerful. He's still as real today as he was yesterday. I'm here to tell you, I'm an advocate of God. I believe and I know that he lives and that he lives forevermore. I know someone that can. Woo! I can't heal the sick body or cause the dead to live again, but I know someone that can. Oh, I'm glad of that today. I'm glad I know someone that can. Have you put all your trust and all your aim and hope and belief in others, but they've always let you down? I'm here to tell you about one that I never let you down. Amen. He'll be there for you even to the end. The Bible said, he said himself, yea, I'm with thee always, even to the end of the world. Amen. People will forsake you. Friends will forsake you. Family will turn their back on you. Amen. But I'm telling you about a man that said, yea, I'm with thee always, even to the end of the world. Are you hearing me today out there in radio land? In the last few minutes of this broadcast, I want to remind you there's someone that can. His name is Jesus. Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. One more before we close off the broadcast today. Amen. I cannot pay your bills, but I know someone that can. I read in the Bible, but the taxes were due. Amen. Jesus had to pay his taxes. And he told the fisherman to go out and catch a fish. And he said inside the fish, he said, you're going to find a piece of coin in there. Take it out and pay what's due. Oh, glory be to God. Listen today. God is the one that holds the earth and the contents thereof. If he wants to provide, he can do it. He can lay it on somebody's heart to bring you a piece of money. He can let money fall down from the sky. Brother, listen at me today. You say, I don't believe in all that. Listen at me today. My father, amen, was coming out of a store one day. Amen. Didn't have groceries to feed the kids. Looked down on the parking lot and there was a $20 bill and God provided. Well, we're going off the air here a little bit, but I want to tell you today, I know a man that can. I know a man that can. Will you give your heart to the Lord? This is Pastor Bobby Salen with the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. Until we meet again next week, 11 o'clock, may the Lord richly bless you. It's our prayer.